Afghanistan has closed a number of secret prisons run by US-led forces across the country. The government says last week it closed six prisons run by the US and Britain. The head of a commission that assesses prison conditions in Kandahar and Helmand provinces says the prisons were shut down under a decree issued by President Hamid Karzai. Farooq Barakzai says three of the prisons were located in the Kandahar airfield and the others were in Helmand's Camp Bastion. Ahead of the closure, a commission found that American and British forces were illegally holding Afghans in the prisons. Faiz Khurshid is our correspondent with us now live from Kabul with the latest. So, Faiz, why was this termed as illegal, the fact that these people were kept in secret prisons? What do we know about those who were kept? What are the charges against them, if there is any? And are they going to be located to Afghan prisons?
Well, Omar, as you pointed out, these six prisons were in Kandahar airfield. It's the U.S. largest, second largest U.S. military base in southern Afghanistan, in Kandahar, and also in Camp Bastion. It's a British military air base. And these six jails have been found by a fact-finding team that has been recently appointed by President Hamid Karzai. This team traveled to both provinces, and they were given access to the foreign military facilities. And now they're back to Kabul with their findings, confirming the existence of jails in foreign military bases in that part of this country. And the chairman of this team has told us today that they saw several inmates and detainees in a single cell in Kandahar airfield. And he told us that these people were in this jail for several months. While there is an agreement, we understand, between Kabul and Washington that if foreign troops detain anyone, they have to hand over the detainees very quickly back to the Afghan government. But that did not happen. And the members of this team strongly condemned what they saw in these military facilities in Helmand and also in Kandahar. Now, what is next? It is the fate of those prisoners and detainees. This team is also expected to go through the files of these detainees. Will they be released or not? It's still not known, but we understand that the Afghan government has already closed these six jails, and it has been confirmed by the government in Kabul. And the Afghan government officials are telling us that these six jails, the existence of these jails, are against the Human Rights Convention and also against the Afghan constitution.